Daf Chesem Beis, the Gemara now gets into the Shita of Rebbe. Gufa. Rebbe Omer v'lokach ulekacha v'yibein v'yibma. Right, the two extra hays, lesser tzoros va'arayos. So the Gemara asks, midi tzoros k'sivahacha, v'old tzoros v'litzor nafka. Right, we have to use the word litzor for something, and there's no tzoros in this pasuk, so no problem. We answer last first here. Litzor ma'apela reyuz Rav Shimon. Okay, we won't deal with Rav Shimon now. Rav Shimon is a famous shita. What if a guy's two brothers married to two sisters, and they both die, and all of a sudden these two shemers yovams who are sisters to each other? So we assume that's only usher b'darbanan for him to marry them, because really, he hasn't yet married either of them, so neither of them are his sister-in-law. So it's only zir d'rabanan. Rav Shimon holds no. Once, through Zika, you have two sisters who are both zakuka to you, and they have become tsaris to each other in the realm of Zika's Yibam, then they are part of Yibam, and that's what he learns from Litzor. Okay, so Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon. Apparently, Chachamim don't hold like Rav Shimon, which is why most Rav Shimon assume we would pass like the Chachamim, because we don't hold like Rav Shimon. Tsara, Hachiksev or Hechiksev, doesn't make a difference in the bottom line. Tsara, Hachiksev, and Tsara is in this pasuk. We'll just read our gear. So Hachikamer, this is what Rebbe's saying. In came lower krav velakach, mayu lekacha, right? What do you need the extra hevel kacha? Called Hechli, katrei lekuvin, you buy nasvai, you buy zvai, shari, you lo, tovai, you sir. If you could choose either wife, they're both mutter. But if you can't choose either wife, because one of them is an erva, then they are both aser. Exactly what this drush is, Rashi says it's from Ulekacha is a lashon of specificity, right? You choose her as opposed to the competition. So that means if you could have the option of specifically choosing, the maximal option of specifically choosing, which is choosing all the options, then the Yibam applies, and if not, it doesn't apply. Tosus just suggests a slightly different version of Drasha, based on the Gemara in the Sefer Kedushin. V'shalach v'shulcha means a shliach can make a shliach. He says Rashi's sort of closer to Pshat, right? The Lashon Ulekacha means specificity, and the Drash is that it's not enough to have the specific ability to choose a wife. You have to have maximal ability to specifically choose a wife if you want to do Yibam at all. Tos says no, the extra hey just means doubling, like Shliach Osa Shliach with the word Mishilcha, so it means you have to be able to marry both of them in order to marry one of them. Okay, the V'Yibam V'Yibma. What is the extra hay of the yibma? Makum yibna siyutzara shlo makum yishar yitzara. That teaches us we might even have been if just lekacha. Again, this is all working within Rava, that the erev herself doesn't need a kra. We might even have a mina that this is a general rule that tzara's erev is aser, which we already discussed. Kamashlon only b'makum yibam. The Tosfos here, Dramasis, before we get into the bookkeeping. In the continuation of the sugya of what everyone does with everyone else's psukim, Tosus analyzes the drasha of Rebbe. We should just look at Tosus and Rasul Kol Heif the Katrin the Kuchen. We won't be ma'ayin as much as we can now. I think we'll save some of it for Daf Chav Aleph. The Yim Tomer has two questions. Question one: Chai ve'asei nami litzari litzara delekel. Remember, do you buy high nasiv? You buy high nasiv, right? What about Chai ve'asei? Classic example: Chai ve'asei is. Almanim nisuin the kohen gadol, right? It's besides being a lav of almanolo yikach, it's nasei of besulam yam of yikach isha. So he can't do yibam because ain't nasei dochelos asav asei. So therefore he can't marry her. So why is he allowed to marry her tzara? It's clear in the Gemara later on he's allowed to marry the tzara. That's clear that he is not just allowed to. He's a chiyuv. To Yibam or Chalitza to the Tzara. So why do the further Rabbanan, I understand why they don't Aser Tzaras Chai Ve'aseh, because they learn from Achos Yishon the Arayis. But if Rebbe learns from Lekacha, doesn't say anything about Arayis here, it just says whenever you can't marry. So here you can't marry. So the Ode, Tema, the Hashu Lekim Tzaras Erev Kares, Vim Kain Tzibar Chalitza Kamo Chai Ve'aseh, Narbin Lumi Yivimto and Perisheni. The first answer is the Chai Ve'aseh Rabbi Lachalitza Ve'ezbuzik Iksasav B'chlal Ulekacha. So, how do you answer the question of Chai Ve'aseh? So the answer is Ulekacha excludes Arayas, but does not exclude Chai V'Yasei. Chai V'Yasei are considered to be barley kuchen. Why are they considered to be barley kuchen? First answer is because they have a special Gzeres Agasav. Remember, there were a couple answers. Tosos's answer on Daf Chaf was that why is there chalitza by Chai V'Yasei? There's no yivam. Special Gzeres Agasav. Also, yivimto hashara, the extra word. Yevimto is mar b'chai v'yasei chalitza. So once they have chalitza, what this means is they have zika. And once they have a zika, therefore that's the chlal u'kacha, that means they're shayach to the realm of yibam. Exactly what the nature of the zika is, the Rav discussed a little here. If you want to look at it, maybe we'll come back to that. Does that mean they have a full zika? They just have a side problem that they don't want to violate a chiyav asei? Or does that mean, no, they have this unique, new, in-between Zika, where there's Zika l'chalit, le'inya chalitza v'lo le'inya yivam? That's a hakira we will come back to in the second parak. Meretz Hashem, he says, v'chal l'kacha. And the second answer is, v'od l'kacha mash v'loshan tefis kedushin, hilchai v'yasei yitamsu kedushin, ha v'chal l'kacha. So he basically says, l'kacha excludes erva, but it does not exclude chai v'yasei, either because arayis don't have chalitza, but chai v'yasei, al-v'gzeres v'gazim have chalitza. And that's considered to be in the realm of the kuchen, or because the lekach is not referring to whether or not you can do yibam, it's referring to generally kuchen, whether it's tefisa kedushin. We all know there's no tefisa kedushin in arayas, and we all know there is tefisa kedushin in chai v'yasei. Okay, that question, when we get to sugya of chai v'yasei, maybe we'll come back and bring yukim to this tosas to the lumbus we have to say there. The more important question for us now is tosas' second question. What's tosas' second question? The O tema, the hashda lek of Mitzaris Erva Karis. He came to buy chalitz kumuchai v'yasei to reel in vinto and percheni. Tosa says, look, according to the Chachamim, there is karis in Saras Erva. Why? That was the Gemara Daf Gimel of days. How do we know there's karis? It says, ki kala aya shayas and kala dovaisel of benifrasa. According to Rebbe, there's no pasuk in the parsha of Arayos, in parsha Sacharimos. The pasuk is l'kacha. What's the nature of the pasuk l'kacha? L'chor, that's Nisra say, right? It's Nisra say, l'kacha, and don't do yibam to a tzaris erba. So if tzaris erba is only Nisra say, without kares, then in Isra say, we know the rule of Isra say, Isra say needs chalitza. So according to Rebbe, you should need to do chalitza to tzaris erba. But it's clear that Rebbe's working within the framework of the Mishnah that potra tzaris say, and tzaris say, min chalitza umen hayibam. That you don't do chalitza to tzaris erba. So what shot? So how do we answer this question? So there are three answers to this question, which come out with very different understandings of Rebbe. What does Tosa say? Tosa says that he goes back to his first answer to the other question, right? If it's only an Isra say, then why don't you do chalitza? So Tosa says, because it says, V'imkein Tzoros Erva al-korch lo'boi chalitza z'bayi v'klal l'kacha. If you have a zika for chalitza, that's called likuchen. If we're excluding you from likuchen, that means the gzeres akasov that they don't need chalitza. So Tosa says, it's gzeres akasov, even though some chai v'yasei need chalitza, Tzoros Erva doesn't need chalitza. It sounds from the maskana of Tosos, maybe, that, and this is the way the Oracle and Error understood the Maskan of Tosos. This is very clear in Tosos, my Ram for being a Peretz. I don't know if that is in this. Yeah, Tosos being a Peretz is in this fancy thing. In the Tosos being a Peretz here, he says, I'll read you the Lashon. Divide the Rebbe Lesbu Onesh. Enachnami, Rebbe. Enachnami, Rebbe doesn't hold from the Onesh. There's no Chiv Kares for Tzaris Erva, right? The one second.
the
yeah, divide the Rebbe less for Onesh. So the Tosfos of Maharam says the Maskana, right? Saras Erva. The Rebbe is only an Isra Say. This is the Tosfos Maharam, Vera Beyu Peretz. This is the Mashmos of our Tosfos, as the Aruch Lanier points out. Sounds from our Tosfos like really just an Isra Say. Saras Erva is a special Isra Say. Lekacha. Not to be miyam tzaris erva. If it just necessarily why there's no chalitza, because part of the zera l'kacha means not to have likuchin, which means not even to have a zika la chalitza. How though would what would you have answered Tosfos' question? Tosfos' question is isra se plus zera sarkasov liftor me chalitza. How would you have answered Tosfos' question? Well, let's see the Tosfos Shanim. Tosfos Shanim says. Litzrar, Mapile Rebel Shimon, etc. Imkane came to Rebel Mapin Sarsim, Litzrar, Mapile Sars, every Zika, the Pur Shimon, Imkane, as Harshman Onish Minayan, having the loose caris, the Achanam Minaleel, the Gomar Tamalom Menech, Sovi, Imkane Hashalom of Kinim, Litzrar, Tsurus, looks of cursed by the Imkane Onish Minayan. How do you know this caris? The Enlomer Delekarak as Har, and don't say there's only this without caris, Imkane lives from a Chalitza, then they should need Chalitza, from Roman Lakam, the Kaivilab and Cholzos. The Eshlomer, the Haven, the Mapping, the Litzrar, Shum Tsurus, Kida. Kamar litzor kruv shimon imkain my rivitzaris erva bezika meata b'chol tzaris nami yishlon alach shimon tzar erva liot b'chal kareis tachziv etc. What does the Tosfos Shanim say? Tosfos Shanim says that once we know the iser of tzaris erva from ulakacha. It becomes included in Litzrar and is Chayav Karis. So Tosfos Shanim says, why is there Chalitza? Why isn't there Chalitza? The answer is Pashat. At first, Rebbe used Litzrar for Shimon. He says, Litzrar is not referring to Tzaris Erva. But once we open the Lukacha, there's an Isra of Tzaris Erva. Then he Igloi Melsa, that there's such an Isra source error. If there's such an Isra source error, it must be also included in the word Litzvar, because Litzvar includes any Tzaris or Usser. So therefore, once we ask for Tzaris error, we go back, put it back in Litzvar, and once it's in Litzvar, that's in Parshat Achrimos, where it says Kares, and there's a Chi of Kares. So basically, we have two approaches. Either Xeris Akasa to Pat from Chalitza, but maybe it stays Isra Say, or, put it back into Litzvar, and therefore it's Chayv Karis, and that's why Pachim Chalitza. But what would you have answered Tosfos' question? How would you have answered Tosfos' question? Tosfos says, if no Yishni Chalitza, it's only an Isra Se.
She's an Ishasachigah.
Right, because what's the difference in the Isra Se of Ula the Kohen Gadol and this Isra Se? Why is the Isra Se of Kohen Gadol still only Chalitza, but this Isra Se not? Well, sorry. Why does the positive language of Hu Yisham Sula Yikach mean she's just a regular SRSA and she needs Chalitza? But the positive language of Lekacha means she's a total Ishasach and she doesn't need Chalitza.
Here it's like writing Megana and then it's connected to the greater Isra.
Right. But Ula Lekoin Gadol, it's an SRSA that's coincidental. That's an outside factor, right? That's coincidence. She is a Raitis and she's also, it's a side problem. Over here, Lekacha, I would have said, and maybe this is what Yoni meant, it's not an SRSA at all. Ula Lekacha is not coming to teach an SRSA. Rather, what is it coming to teach us? When Yibam applies, and when Yibam doesn't apply. When Yibam doesn't apply, of course there's no Chalitza. After all, what if someone's brother dies with kids? How do we know there's no Chalitza? Well, because it's not the thing the Parsha of Yibam is talking about. What if someone's brother is a half-brother, a maternal half-brother, and he dies? How do we know there's no Chalitza? Because it's not in the Parsha of Yibam. When you have a side problem, like, it is in the Parsha of Yibam, but there's the other Isser. Then you need to figure out, is that other Isser enough to pack you from Chalitza or not? But Ulekacha is not a side problem. It's not a different Isser. Ulekacha is not fundamentally an Isser. It's not an Isser Asay. Ulekacha is a Ptor. It's a Ptor from the mitzvah of saving Yibam. If you're Pater from Yibam, then if you're Usser in Yibam, you might not be Chalitza. You have to go and look at the Svara. If you're Chayiv in Yibam but have an Isser, you have to figure out whether you need Chalitza. If you're Pater from Yibam, of course you don't need Chalitza. The whole point of Chalitza is because you're not doing the mitzvah of Yibam. So that is what the Aruch Lanier points out. I thought it was Pashup Shah. The Aruch Lanier points out Tosfos as a whole halacha is wrong. Right? That Ulakacha is not an Isra say at all. It's a Ptur Mi Mitzvahs Yibam. So of course there's no Chalitza and there's Karis for Eishes Ach. Tosfos here is very strange. So it says, in Daf Gimel and Beis, they wanted to know, how do you know there's Karis? Yeah, in Daf Gimel and Beis, they wanted to know, how do you know there's Karis? They took a pasuk of Litzur from Achrimos, which had nothing to do with Yibam. They wanted to know, this side Isser carries with it an onus of Karis and had Pachi from Chalitza. That we need to know. As long as there are Bar Darshan from Litzur, which the pasuk coming from Achrimos, they need to know, this pasuk from Achrimos, just after Yibam, or even Mechayib Karis? Just after Yibam, or even Pachi's Chalitza? But over here, where the pasuk is a lukacha, it's not an isra at all. It's a ptur yibam. Once the ptur yibam, then there's nothing to talk about. It's like eshdach sheish labanim. That I think is the pasuk shot in the Gemara. Unlike Tosos, that the Aruch Lanier says, and there's a Rav Moshe and some Kufsam of Tess who wants to be daik the other Rishonim will hold like the Aruch Lanier. And Tosos is somewhat of a shita yachid here. Rav Moshe even wants to go so far as to say that maybe Tosos and Maskana really meant like the Aruch Lanier. And Evan has some Kufsam of Tess. Rav Moshe says, maybe Maskana of Tosfos, what he really meant is not Gzeiras HaKasuv with no Chalitza. What he means is that Gzeiras HaKasuv is a Ptur Yibam, and once there's a Ptur Yibam, he's really coming out to the Aruch Lanier. That's not what Tosfos Maram says, because he says in the end, Vadim Lesbu Onesh. And that's not totally what it sounds like from Tosfos, but Rav Moshe wanted to say that that's what Tosfos meant in the end anyway. Anyway, Lamaisa, bottom line, there's a big Nafgamina. That according to Tosfos, The main nafkamina is what the lumnus of Rebbe. According to Tosos, Rebbe is a side problem. It's an Isra Say. It's a new Isra being created. Supposed to, according to the Aruch Lanier, where he's not creating a new Isra, it's just telling you when the mitzvah of Yibam applies and when the mitzvah of Yibam doesn't apply. And whenever the mitzvah of Yibam doesn't apply, so of course we know what the rule is. That it's like, it's just like my sister-in-law without a mitzvah of Yibam. It's not, you don't need to start asking all the details. Okay, that's shot in this line. Now the Gemara starts trying to figure out what everyone does with everyone else's psukim, right? Like the normal derech of the Gemara. So, Rabbanan ha yilukacha my avdilei. Mivar leich Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, Adam Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, ulukacha melamish vagar shabaget, u machzira. Right? So, he says, they darshan ulukacha for Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, magar shabaget u machzira. How many chidushim are there? In Rabbi Yosef Rechanin just said? Two. Number one, Megarshav get. You might have thought if he ever wants to divorce her, he needs Chalitza. Because after all, he's stopping to do Yibam. Flash one, no. Once he took her, she's his wife. Right? Once he's married, that they don't have to worry about Yibam and Chalitza anymore. Just a regular wife can divorce her with a get. You also might have thought that even if he does divorce her, he can't remarry her. Because now the Heter of Eishnach ended. Now, there's no more heter v'eshes ach. So Kamash one that he can remarry her. So that the two chidushim megarshu get about zira. She becomes like a regular wife of his. He can divorce her without chalitza, and he can remarry her if he wants. There's no eshes ach.
The chalitza could only be that if he, either or, never had any children, or he didn't take over the brother's things. Because in chalitza, you say that somebody who's not didn't want to be mekayim is shem shalach. If you already did it, how could you even? How'd you have a havamina that you could do chalitza and say those things?
That is an interesting question, meaning, you know, would this, where does havamina you need chalitza, would that change, let's say, if he had a kid or not? So I haven't seen people deal with that explicitly. Efshe, you could say there's only if you didn't have a kid. That's certainly possible. Or you could say, or Efshe, you could say that no. The mitzvah in this havmin, at least, was to stay married to her forever. Especially if you focus on taking care of the wife, then you say the mitzvah is to stay married to her forever, not to kick her out on the streets. Therefore, you need chalitza. But I definitely see your svara, but I don't have any mikoros up my sleeve about that. Maybe we could look around. It's tough, it's only in the havmin. V'yidma al-karcha. And they learned from Yidma that you can do a balkarcha. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Berchanina, mi le'isha navga. He learns from the idea that she becomes his wife, from the Isha, even though the cup is not available. Leisha means your regular wife. Al karcha miyavama yavo aleha nafka. And al karcha learns from yavama yavo aleha. Not so clear what the sort of extra line of yavama yavo yavo aleha is, but it could be that the lashon of aleha instead of aleha, some of the achronim say, is a lashon of shlita, of control, being al someone, so that means he can do it. That means he can do it bal karcha. Okay, we're not going to get too into bal karcha now, but it's interesting. The Ein Mishpat has a has an interesting shot here. Do we need a pasuk to teach us that v'yiva bal karcha? After all, what do we know in the sixth parak? What does verse Mishnah say? Bain ba'onus bain beratzon, whether him or her, right? Meaning, what do you need pasuk v'yivam bal karcha? Bain ba'onus bain beratzon. There's a different pasuk that says that every bia, there's a different zeres akasa that says that every bia is okay whether you have das or not. So what do you mean bal karcha? He can do it bal karcha. She can also do bal karcha of him if she wants. And I can do bal karcha of both of them if I hold a gun to their heads.
Can you say maybe that's only for Dvarim HaKesuvim b'Parsha, and then, but for like everything else, that you need to have his das, but you don't need to have das?
Aha, that's right. So that might depend whether that didn't Dvarim HaKesuvim b'Parsha is Doraisa or Drabanan. So that's possible. The Ein Mishpat here, just by tying to an interesting Rambam, says that no. Here, he says Rambam Shem Perbeis Halacha Gimel, right? Hopefully that's the same as the Ein Mishpat says in my Gemara at home. If you look in the Rambam, what does the Rambam say in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel? Ah. You know, these Ozva Hadar, they keep changing the Ein Mishpat on me. He's Matzai, the Rambam, Habal Yivinto, Bein B'Shogim, Meizim, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Rotzom, Bein Shehu, Meizim, Bein Shehu, 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 right, etc. That's quoting the sixth parak. That seems to be a general rule. It's the same for onus of him, same for onus of her. What does the Ein Mishpat say in the... I'm not quite sure. It's funny. Like, I would have thought the Ein Mishpat... Like, is the Ein Mishpat like a book in and of itself written by someone? Or is the Ein Mishpat just like, you know, like the Tzura of the Da? Apparently, Ozva Hadar thinks the Ein Mishpat is like, oh, that's just part of like the way you publish. So everyone publishes with their own Ein Mishpat. It's not like there's a book Ein Mishpat that someone wrote. So they change the Ein Mishpat, then they add and subtract and fix it up, etc. So that's interesting. So what did they say? They were saying the Rambam Beis Gimel, Ozva Hadar, says, Abal Yivinto Bim Shogim Bim Meiz Bim Ba'onis, which makes a lot of sense, right? Bim Ba'onis. And they say, oh, the original Rav Yeshua Boaz didn't know what he was talking about. But I'm not so convinced. I think Rav Yeshua Boaz knew what he was talking about, Taka. Rav Yeshua Boaz didn't want him to sign to Bein Ba'onus Bein Beratzon. That's a different drush in the sixth parak. That's not Bal Karcha. That's Bal Karcha also. So what were Rav Yeshua Boaz mitzayim to originally? Beis Yud, right? What did it say here? Yevama haruil yivim shlo rutzel is yabim dina kedin moredis al bala, right? A yevama who doesn't want to do yivim is called a moredis. Original Baal Machaber Ein Mishpat saying, not the Ozva Hadar new and improved version, but the original before it was ruined by being improved version, he says he wants to say alumnus. This doesn't mean he's Bein Ba'onis the Yibam Schal. That we know from the sixth parak. So what does it mean, Baal Karcha? What's it teaching us? We already know it's Schal. What's it teaching us that he can do a Baal Karcha of her? Anyone can do a Baal Karcha of anyone. Bein Shogim, Bein Ba'onis, nobody does for Yibam. So he says, no, what it means is it's not telling us when the Yibam is Chal, when it's not Chal. That's in the sixth parak. That's a different drasha. This is teaching us who gets to decide. Now, in Echrami, I know if it's Mugashchen, that's a different drasha. If he's, but I'm thinking of two nice people. Does he get to decide or do they both get to decide? The answer is that they don't both get. It's not only if they both want. If he wants, then the Chi of Yibam applies. Now, of course, she can refuse to do it, and maybe practically we won't force her just because it's pasnish and it's not nice. But that's how we know, saying this to the Gemara later on, how do we know that if a wife decides, I don't want to sleep with my husband anymore, she's a moredis. What makes her a moredis? We all know what makes her a moredis. She agreed to get married. Agreeing to get married in the contract means that you're going to live a certain way, and now she's reneging on her side of the deal, so she's a moredis. How do you know if Yavama says no, she's a moredis? Maybe even it was only if they're both excited about it. That's Yibma Bal Karcha. What we learn from Yibma Bal Karcha is that, not whether or not it's Chayim, but that if B'dieved, but that L'chadchila, if he wants to do Yibam, she's Chayim to go along, and if she doesn't, she's a Moredes. Now what's the din of Moredes? The Rambam Taka says, in a Moredes, we'll give her a Knas. We won't actually, like, you know, force her to do the Bia, because not the Derech of Bnei Yisrael to force anyone to be Nevelas to anyone, but still, we would penalize her. We'll punish her in Beis Din with financial penalties. Because, at least Rishua Bo says, that's what we're looking for Yibam, not that it's Kal Bal Karcha. Because it's Kal Bal Karcha also. It's Kal Bal Karcha of both of them. That he's the one in charge of making the decision, and if he says yes and she says no, she's not exercising a valid right to choose. She is invalidly standing in the way of a mitzvah, and therefore she's a din of moredes, and we would penalize her financially in Beis Din. So I think that's, again, in the new and improved version, they took away the whole lambda, so I think Rav Shua Boaz knew what he was talking about, and that's what we learned from V'yibma Bal Karcha, that she's called a moredes.
Is the sixth paragraph referring to, like, Chathchila or B'dieved?
What?
The sixth paragraph is referring to B'dieved.
Sixth paragraph is Mistama referring to B'dieved, because it says if you do it biznus, then L'chor L'chathchila, you shouldn't do it B'kavanah Znus.
This drasha here sounds more like Chathchila.
Wait, that's exactly what Shua Boaz is saying. Don't give me the Ozvahadr version. This is not teaching you B'dieved that it's Chal Bal Karcha. This teaches you L'chathchila, she doesn't have the choice. He has the choice and she's chayav to go along with it. And if she refuses to go along with it, then L'chathchila, we pressure her with financial penalties to agree.
Lechora, I mean, according to one of the stories, the option to do Yibum is the Tovata, really.
So according to one of the Talmid Mitzvahs, the option of the Tovata, then it would be very funny to assume that he gets to decide and she doesn't have a veto over it.
And especially since the Chalitza as an option is staring her in the face.
Correct. So
what's going on?
Right, so I think if you assume, like Yibra Brunel, that the mitzvah is L'Tovata, then it would be funny to say, like, Rabbi Shua Boaz. Maybe that's why the Ozma Hadra felt the need to correct it. So you always have to be very careful making corrections. They're like, obviously, that's talking about Moredes. So what does that have to do with Yibam being Chal Bal Karcha? We have to change the tzion. But they didn't realize he had alumnus behind him. But that's a good taina. So the answer might be either, number one, according to that of Abarbanel, you'd have to be nidchak to say that this referring to B'dieved, and then you have to ask why is then it would be a little funny how to fit this in with the fact there's a different drush in the sixth parak, and that it's not Yuval Lehal Bal Karcha, it's Lo Chilek Bin Bia Levia. You'd have to be very nidchak against Rav Shua Boaz, like the Ozma other people, to say that this just means it's Chal Bal Karcha, and basically this doesn't have anything to do with him being Bal Karcha of her, this is really just a drusha that says any Bia works. Okay. Which is a little duch. And this is really saying the same thing as the sixth paragraph. It could have all said Bal Karcho if it wanted. Just means any B is good enough. An extra Lushan, she just any B is good enough. That's one way. Or you could say even Rabbi Nell said it was Sveidinim. It was Latovas her and Latovas the Mace. So it could be she doesn't have a veto because there's also Latovas Hamace.
So you said Batlataita. The reason for the mitzvah is for her good. She doesn't want to accept the good. That's, you know, we're not going to change the halacha because.
Right, okay, but that's also dachuk. That's pretty dachuk. That's the reason. Generally, there's a principle. Kol, you know, that, well, actually, in the chachamim, but generally, if it's really for good, it would be dachuk to say batla daito, and she can't back out of it.
And chalitza is a perfectly...
Yeah, I agree. So I think you either have to be nichak, say this is the same as the sixth parakeet. Bal korchas vadavka just means any bia with or without das of either party works. Or you'd have to say, the Rabbi Nelu meant there was two dinim, and even though one din is for her, since the other din is for her husband, she has no right to say no. And again, just in terms of Halacha Maaseh, what the Rambam says, doesn't mean Bal Karcha L'Chathchila, that we actually hold a gun to her head and say, we force you to do Yibam, because the Rambam says, like, you know, you can never force a woman to be nevelous to a man who she doesn't like. It means we financially penalize her and say, well, if you don't want to do the mitzvah, then, you know, we can't force you to this pashnish, but we can take away your ksuba. Because really, you're in the wrong.
She gets her ksuba.
If he does chalitza, she gets her ksuba.
Right, but she doesn't get her ksuba after the first husband dies.
No. Only after chalitza.
If she's a zika, she waits here.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
I think we may have alluded to this, but according to the Shittas, that Ein Chosin means that she has. You know,
no, but Ein Chosin is only if she falls in Mukas Shchinev if we see that she has a valid taina. Here we're talking about if she doesn't have a. Meaning Ein Chosin is only if he's an improper husband. Here we're talking about if he's a proper husband.
But even according to the Shittas, I think it was Rashi that had a broader understanding, mm-hmm. meaning that it's like it wasn't that the Mukas Shchinev, it was even just. It wasn't something that it wasn't that.
What? Yeah, the that is an interesting ha'ara. That is a right. The the Rashi Wataf was that one. Yeah, right here. Well, there's still that's a masla shetita mizvoreha, right? Rashi still says it's not dafkum gashin, it's any amasla, but he still requires an amasla. Rashi doesn't say stam if she says I'm not interested in yibum. Rashi still says she has to say this guy's no good. Even though he's not a mukashen, he's no good for another reason. But that still, he could still agree with Yeshua Boaz. That's if she says he's no good. But what if she says, I'm just not interested in being make him shame hames. I'm interested in living by myself for a while. I'm interested in seeing what else is out there. I'm interested in traveling the world. Then Rashi could still agree. Okay. Or he could say, like the Ozohadr. Okay. So you have to be very careful with this Ozva Hadar. All the new additions, they're generally good, but you have to be careful. Sometimes they change things and you don't realize it. Okay, now these are just, by the way, some small ha'aras. Now there's a famous Tosfos there, Dramas Lam, Chigar Sugeta Machzira, Perka Cholitz Amrina de Itzra, the Sal Kedaita. Here he quotes in the Gemara later on in Daf Lamites. It explains in a little greater length what the Havmina is. What's the Havmina? Sal Kedaita. Mitzvah de Rama Rachmana Alea Avda. Hashto, take him like Isha's af. You might have thought the mitzvah, she finished the mitzvah, right? She finished the mitzvah. Hashto, now she is the Isha's af. Meaning, what's the Havamina? Let's deal with this Havamina. Havamina, what's the interesting Havamina? Is that, well, at least the way Tosfos reads the Havamina. What's the Havamina? That when is she mutter and when does she become usher? She's mutter until. What's the havmina? Right? Let's read a little more. Havmina is you finish the mitzvah, now she's ishadach, so that's why you need a couple of ishavatema. The mashva will be a shniya lotzarka lahatir. It's mashva. You don't need a pasuk to teach you be a shniya's mutter, right? You only need a pasuk to teach you that what's mutter? What? No, you only need a pasuk to teach you that it's mutter to remarry her if you divorce her, right? Right? Lahativa my mitzvah of dami birishona, the biashni lo dachi chavilav and gomer per shemi. So that's Tosa's question. Tosa's question is what do we find by the havamina before the xerisakasav of I'll call it ulakacha lo leisha, right? That way I cover the chacham say lakacha and Rebbe says leisha. And what do we find by the halacha lemaisa min haTorah by Chai Ve'lavin? So what do we find halacha lemaisa min haTorah by Chai Ve'lavin? What are you allowed to do? Exactly. Bia Rishona is mutter, and Bia Shnia is aser. Right? That's more later on that we've seen a number of times on Daf Chaf Beis. Zera Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia, without getting into the issue of Tchilus via Sofbi at this point, right? Why? Because Bia Rishon is the mitzvah. Bia Shni is not the mitzvah. That is pretty mefurish, right? That's pretty mefurish. Bia Rishona, mitzvah, not mitzvah. What's the Havamina before Ulakacha lo Leisha, right? The Havamina is, once the mitzvah is over, she's Aser. Ulakacha lo Leisha, teach us, you can remarry her. But what's the Havamina? Bia Rishona and Shnia is mutter. What's the only thing that's aser? Achar Shegirsha she's osir, right? Then the maskana is that you're mutter in all circumstances, right? So, so Tosas kasha is, how come in the Havi, I don't, in the maskana there's a special gzeres akasav, right? Maskana is a gzeres akasav. There's a gzeres akasav, the ashes ach is mutter forever, right? When you do my shtach is mutter forever. That's fine. The gzeres akasav, the ashes ach is mutter forever. There's no gzeres akasav that grusha lekolik is mutter forever. But in the Havi, a pre gzeres akasav, without the gzeres akasav, all these terms should be equal. Ashes ach should be the same as grusha lekolik or mams or other chayim lavin. So how come by chayim lavin, right? Ashes ach. How come by chayim lavin, asay is only docha be rishonen, be yashni is already elsewhere because the mitzvah is over, but by ashes ach, the half-being without Xeris HaKosov is that an entire, for 30, 40 years, is all mutter. Only after Gerushin it becomes us to remarry her because the mitzvah's over. So what's pshat in that? Why do we have a different half? Pre-Xeris HaKosov, why do we have, and don't tell me something like Hutra Benefila. Because before the Xeris HaKosov, Lekach Belisha, she's obviously not Hutra Benefila. Right? Because if I do Yibben divorce her, she's usher to me. She's only mutter. Like it says here, mitzvah drami lavda during the mitzvah. So why is it different? So now, if you've been dying the way I set up the board, what might you point out? Which I just it slipped my mind to put on the chorus. But if you've been dying the way I set up the board, what might you say to answer Tosas Kasha? Where there's blank space, where there isn't. Okay, is Tosas Kasha really true? All right, fine, you're all fooled. Seder, what can I do? Nothing I can do about it. How do you answer Tosas Kasha? What's the answer to Tosas Kasha? How come here there's a... how come here the whole marriage is mutter, the whole first marriage is mutter, but by Chag Elavin only first Bia is mutter? So what would you answer?
Kind of like what Tosas himself answers.
What does Tosas himself answer?
It's a svara that you shouldn't. If this is the way the mitzvah was formulated, it doesn't make sense that an
Yesh lo be a shvil, it's a chukrad, it's svara hu tul omar chmana yavol el agar shachem yushonen. It's a svara one. The Torah means, the Torah says you should do be and marry someone. The Torah means and get divorced the next day. It's a svara. The Torah didn't mean that. Mikomach be a shvil, lo dach ravi lavner, shosu lech asil be rishona. Hold on a second. Why isn't the same svara about Chayav Lavin? That the Torah didn't mean to marry them and divorce them the next day.
Well, because that's incidental.
Exactly. I think this is Pshat and Tosos. This is the question. Is Tosos saying the same Tosos Shanim or not? This is a big hack in the footnotes of Tosos Shanim. But I think what Tosos is saying is, answer number one, Tosos, what's the difference? Amar Rachmana. Did the Torah, now, not did the Torah paskin. Did the Torah say? There's a difference between what the Torah says and what the Torah paskins, right? You want to know if I'm allowed to I don't know what you want to know. You want to know if Reuven owes Shimon money in Bezdin, if he had a tainas vada and Shimon had a tainas shema and he had a cheskes chiyuv, so Takam the rice of the Torah paskin is chayiv. The Torah didn't say anything, right? That's just something we deduce from the klal of the Torah, right? So does the Torah say Eishesach is mutter for Yibam, or do we derive it? What? The Torah says, right? Yivama. Yivama means brother-in-law. Yava Aleha. Does the Tosa say Chayvi Lavin or Mutter for Yibam, or do we derive it? What?
We derive it.
Where do we derive it from? We have a headache trying to remember. Maybe from Tzitzis, maybe from Nazir, maybe from... So in the end, let's say it's from Tzitzis, right? Exactly. Which word is extra in Tzitzis ends up being my closing Rashi or Meno Kanano. Somehow in Tzitzis, we derive a klal after banging our head against the wall for 3 years that I say, And therefore, it turns out that by application of a general klal, yivam is docha gerushin. So what's Tosfos saying over here? The Torah never said you should be meyabim chayvei lavin. It's just an application of principles. You work out the principles of the Torah, and it taka turns out that it's mutter. But the Torah never said it explicitly. But Tosa says here, the Torah said explicitly to marry her. And if the Torah tells you explicitly to marry his Ishasach, Torah says explicitly, you should marry your sister-in-law. Therefore, what do you say? When the Torah doesn't say anything explicitly, like, for example, I say dogolosase, and therefore the Torah says something about tzitzis, and we derive, you know, using our logic, that you can be midoraisa, you can do be rishon and be miyam mamzeris, right? Torah never said you could do this. It's just an application of a principle. So we apply the principle to mount to be rishona, but then you have to divorce her, and this would be a shneel. But here the Torah said explicitly, yavami volel, marry your sister-in-law. It's not mistabra, the darchei noam of the Torah. It just doesn't make sense. Not mistabra that the Torah is telling you to marry someone and divorce her right away. Therefore, it's a implied zeros. There's no implied zeros akasa by chayvei lavin. So the Torah never said to miyabim chayvei lavin. It's just an application of a principle. But therefore, there's an implied zeros akasa to be matir the whole time they are married.
But it's such a good svara, such a good svara, that it's hard to understand the Hava Mina, that the Achareish Gerusha, that it should be a sukkah. Because Sahakol, what mangamun, what do we know? That we know a person's married, we know a person's not married. Why should we think that a person is married, but that something should change in the course of the marriage? We have to learn with the course of their life, whatever.
That's exactly the svar.
That is the thing. You don't need there's a gossip. This is a svar. It's such a good svar. You wouldn't have had a havamita. Tos just asking why not say the same svar.
No,
then after you divorce her. Once you divorce her once, why should you get remarried? No. You finished. You're done.
No, but why should she be us? So, what's the havamita that she was ishto beheter? And now she's ishto, but where do we have an example of something?
And there is no happening. As long as they're married, she doesn't become usher.
No, but even afterwards.
After you divorce someone, she can become usher to you. For example, she marries someone else, she becomes usher to you.
No, that the Torah says.
Okay, but that's not a crazy hafmina. Now, here's an interesting one that the Rav pointed out. Misvara, it doesn't make sense that Torah told you to marry her and divorce her, right? It doesn't make sense that Torah told you to marry her and divorce her right away. Mistama, the Torah meant that you could stay married. You could stay married as long as you want. Mistama, the Torah meant it's hutra, not just for like doing the initial mitzvah. For the mistama, the Torah meant like to be matur the whole parsha of this mitzvah. Okay, so that's exeris akasav. Fine. Okay, what does Tosfos Yerushalmi answer? What does Tosfos Yerushalmi say? What? Tosfos Yerushalmi says very pashut. He says, hold on a second. Tosfos Yerushalmi says, hold on a second. What's the difference in Eishes Ach and Chayvei Lavin? So some people might say none, right? There's some lines of Tosfos that might sound like none, like they're both Dechuya. But most people assume that Eishes Ach is Hutra, but Chayvei Lavin are only Dechuya, says Tosfos Yerushalmi, the Odi Shlomer. Shani Hassan, do you shun shall you have the chias of a hot commission as the heter governor, King of Siva, because the Hello Sia Miyad, Baachar Bia. Did any hutch in the Chuya? In the Chuya! So therefore, Misvar, the Chuya is only what's absolutely necessary to do the mitzvah. So it's only be Rishona, that's what's absolutely necessary to do the mitzvah. But in Hutra, Misvara, Hutra is not only what's absolutely necessary to do the mitzvah. Mistama Hutra is like the whole Inyan. Mistama Hutra is that whole Parsha. Therefore, Hotra, Misvara, the whole Inyan is Hutar. Interesting. How do you define whole Inyan? So misvara, hutra, okay, you misvara. If it's hutra, it's not only what's absolutely necessary. Hutra means the whole Indian is hutra. And misvara, how do we know what the whole Indian is? As long as they're married till gerushin. How can we not say whole Indian means until they have kids, or means forever because they could still have kids? How can we say whole Indian means until they get divorced? Because in the stomach, what until Shannon hold in the Hakir we discussed a week and a half ago?
The mitzvah
is
to be married.
Mistami, he thinks the mitzvah is to be married, is to marry her. Right, because otherwise, how do you know the whole Inyan means until Gerushin? Maybe the whole Inyan means until they die. Maybe the whole Inyan means until they have a kid. Maybe the whole Inyan means until they have two kids. Who knows? How do you define? Misvara Hutra obviously means until they get divorced. How do you know? L'chora, because, going back to our old Chagira, this is a nafkamina we should add in a second, because he holds the mitzvah is... is the marriage, not the biyah, and therefore, the mitzvah is just the marriage, which is just to marry her initially. But misvara hutra means the whole parsha of the marriage. And what's the parsha of the marriage? Until you get divorced, that's the same parsha of the marriage. Even Tosfos definitely works better if you say the mitzvah is to marry her. Then we could say, obviously when Tosfos, the Torah said to marry her, didn't mean to divorce her. It didn't mean to divorce her right away. Well, it's not as much. The Avnei Miluim gives a very clever answer. What does he say? The Avnei Miluim says, what's the difference between Chayvei Lavan and Eishes Ach? The counterintuitive difference? Which is worse, Chayvei Lavan or Eishes Ach? In general. Why? Because Eishes Ach is Chayv Karis. That's what he says. He says, because this is Eishes Ach, is Chayiv Kares, but Chayiv Lavin are not. How does that explain why Eishes Ach should be more much than Chayiv Lavin? Right? So he says, no. Eishes Ach, what's an Afkamina? What are the two classic famous differences? Chum is a Arayus as opposed to Chayiv Lavin. There's no Tfisa Kedushin, and there's Mamzerus. Skip Mamzerus now. Eishes Ach is Mafkia Kiddushin, according to Rashi on Daf Mem Tes. Remember, we were in Daik, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos, whether Arayas take away Kiddushin or just prevent them from starting in the first place. But if you assume, like, Rashi, that Arayas or even Mafkia Kiddushin, Chayvei Lavin are not Mafkia Kiddushin. And therefore, what does the Avnei Miluim say? If you assume the mitzvah is to be kona her, to marry her, then how much do we have to be mater Chayvei Lavin in order to do the mitzvah? Be a Rishon, right? Chayvei Lavin, not Mafkia Kiddushin. So, be a Rishona is enough. So heter birishona is enough to allow you to do the mitzvah. But hold on a second, Eishes Ach. Let's say we're only matter birishona. Then what would happen? Second, you did birishona. What would happen?
Chiyuv karis.
There would be a chiyuv karis would kick in, and it would be afkia the kiddushin, and you wouldn't actually end up with chalos kiddushin. Right? You can't have chalos kiddushin that's going to disappear in 1 second. I mean to make a chalos kiddushin that's going to last a minute or two, at least, if not a day or two, or a year or two, or a decade or two, or etc. Says Eishes Ach is mafkia kiddushin, and therefore the Torah has to be matir. More than be a Rishona, so the Kenyan can be Chal. That's what the Avnei Miluim says. He also agrees, he says, 1 second, the mitzvah is to marry her, not to do Bia. If the mitzvah was to do Bia, he wouldn't have an answer. The mitzvah is to marry her. He says, in Chayvei Lavin, you can be Mater be a Rishona, and then do the mitzvah of marrying her, and then you can stay married as long as you want, just don't do Bia. But in Eishes Ach, if there was only Heter be a Rishona, then you wouldn't be married to her. Because the second the kinyan was chal, it would disappear. And you wouldn't be married to her. Right? The only way to actually be married to her is to have a heter. The only way for the Torah to let the kinyan be chal is to be mater all the bios. All the bios until when? Until you get divorced. Then the kinyan is not chal anyway. Therefore, he says it's an obvious svara. Mi svara chai v'lav, and the Torah is only mater b'rishona, and that's enough to do the mitzvah. The kinyan's chal, and now the kinyan lasts forever. You have a side problem. You can't be boel, but you're married forever. But in Eishes Ach, if the heter disappeared after b'rishona, then there would be no kinyan. How could you have a kinyan that disappears as soon as it exists? Therefore, he says, the Torah, it's obvious misfara, the Torah is mater the whole first marriage. Because the mitzvah is to be married, and you can only be married if there's no iser erva. Therefore, that's obvious misfara. So says Avni Mugler. It's very clever.
This wouldn't work for the ritzvah that we saw the other day, right? But the kinyan would be right away, and then there is a heter for the b'rishona.
Correct. Now, the ritva, here's the Daniel's bringing up an interesting point. The ritva, remember the ritva was like the one person who held among the rishonim, that the mitzvah was not kinyan, but was bia, right? So if the mitzvah is not kinyan, but the mitzvah is bia, then obviously Avni Mugler doesn't work. Just bia rishonim would be enough to mount the mitzvah bia. Obviously, the rishonim doesn't work. What do you mean? If misvara hutra is extended, why should it be extended daf having anything to do with marriage? It should be extended as long as you're doing bia. Or it shouldn't be extended. Tosos, maybe. The Rav thinks Tosos also would work. You could fetch out of Tosos. But the Ritva himself actually has a different answer to this question, I noticed. He says the whole question is false. What does Tosos assume in the question? That misvara, you know it's mutter until gerushin. Is that so? Why does Tosos think so? Because that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Get a machzira. Meaning until gerushin, it was a svara you could be married, you could sleep with her. Only after gerushin you need a gzeiras hakasa. However, that's not so pashut. Says the Ritva in the Avchafim Beis, Dibur Hamas Chel Amar Rava. He says, V'im Tomer Kol Yivam Enami Titzar B'yashniya Metashol Yisra Eishasach Le'yitayim Bav Mitzvah Yivim Ayin Shnah Amidah. Maybe every Yavama should be usher and be a shniya, because the Ishtach should come back, you finish the mitzvah. Yishloma, to be Yavama, the Alma, to Eva, lo Yisra Ishtach, there's a gospel of Sheet, Tirol, the Gamrin, the Book of Mitzvah, Yivam. You're saying, look, Kachalo, the Isha. It says, why is be a shniya mutter? The Yishniya is mutter, because it's a little Kachalo, the Isha. I mean, what does the Ritva say? This is Tosos. But the Ritva, Daf Chavim Beis says, Tosos assumption was wrong. Really, Misvara, be a Rishona is Muteres, Bia Shnia is Asura, just like Chayvei Lavin. Says Tosos misunderstood the Gemara. Tosos thought Misvari you could stay married to her. You only need the Xeris Akasar if you get divorced to remarry her. He says no. Misvara only be Rishona is Mutter. Because after all, then you've done the mitzvah. Mitzvah Duran Yale Oven, you finish the mitzvah, right? For Tosfos, actually prove something. The Tos said explicitly, Mitzvah Drami Ele Ovid. So you finish it in B Rishona. You finish the mitzvah in B Rishona. This works out well, Lishitase. Lishitase. That the mitzvah is Bia. Right? He says mitzvah is Bia. The mitzvah is not Kenyan. If the mitzvah is Bia, right? He says Kenyan's not even part of the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is bia, or so, well, what do you mean? What bia? You've done the mitzvah. Why? Who said anything about being married to her? Tosh just misunderstood the Gemara. Really, Kachal Isha is not only coming to be mater, remarrying her after divorce. It's coming to be mater via shnia, and there's no question in the first place, right? So basically, the Ritva says, Tosh has no question in the first place. The question is, why is Ishas Ach different from Chayvei Lavin? The answer is not the room Chayvei Lavin. You misunderstood the Gemara. Why did the Gemara focus on Machzira after the get? Why didn't the Gemara say, you know, Malami Shemotar Bibi Yashniya, Shemotar L'Kaima? Because Agav, they were teaching us two things. A, that he can divorce her with a get without Chalitza. And B, that he's allowed to stay Mithi, he's allowed to be Bol Bibi Yashniya. Therefore, since they already had to say Megarsha Beget, because they had the teachers of Chiddush that he can be Megarsha with get without Chalitza, so Agav, the Chiddush being Megarsha Beget, they also mentioned Machzira, he can keep them be as much as he wants. But it's not because we only need the Xeris Akasa for Bia after Gevershin. No, we need the Xeris Akasa for Bia Shnia too, which is Agav Megarsha Beget. It said Machzira. It could have said, Shemotra Livol Shnia Oligarsha Beget. But it's once you say Megarshim again, it's smoother to say Megarshim again or Mafzira. But really, we need the Gzeres Kasam not only for Mafzira. We need the Gzeres Kasam for Bishni also. And then it's no question in the first place. And I think that even though it's not totally Mukhrach, but to the Ritva and Tosos work well, Lishitasam, right? Tosos and Dafchaf and Beis about Marbia, Tosos thinks the mitzvah is Kenyan, and the Ritva thinks the mitzvah is Bia. The Ritva thinks the mitzvah is Bia. We svar without Gzeres Kasam, we think only Birishon is Mutter. You need a little Kachal Ola Isha for Biashnia. For Tosos, who thinks the mitzvah is Kenyan, nah, misvara, the whole first marriage is mutter. It's only after the marriage is over and the whole parsha comes to a close that then you need Gzeres Kasam to be mutter. Okay, so we have four ways of answering Tosa's question, or rather three ways of answering Tosa's question, and one way of denying that Tosa's question exists in the first place. One way of denying that it exists in the first place. about what we would know misvara, and I think this does tie back somewhat. Even though in this, Tosfos himself, maybe you could fetch into both sides of the Chakira. But I think it definitely works well. Certainly what you would say is, it works well, Lishitase, that the mitzvah is the Kenyan. Tosfos Shanim, I think you have to say the mitzvah is the Kenyan. Avdim Luhm explicitly says, I'm only saying this when this is the Kenyan. Tosfos and the Ritva aren't 100% mafurish, but it still works well with Shitase. Tosfos thinks the mitzvah is Kenyan, thinks the svar of the whole first marriage is mutter. The Ritva thinks the mitzvah is the bia, says the svar of the first bia is mutter. Why should we mutter to do a second bia? Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rebbe Hayaleha my Ovid Leh. Mi boy Leh Lechatanya. What does Rebbe do with Aleha? That's the only pasuk we haven't clarified yet. Lechatanya Inchay Bezal Dover says, Dono Kares. Ve. Shigigaso chatas. Bezdin is only chayv parhal and davar shel tzibur, right? We're familiar with, if we read the Chumash, that should be required reading for all Jews. Matter of fact, it is required reading for all Jews. It says so in the Shulchan Aruch. We read Vayikra Paradalid, we know that there are four different chatas mentioned there for various types of people who do Averos, and it doesn't say what kind of Averos, right? It says if the whole Am Yisrael does something, Me'ini Ha'ida, because the wrong talk is on Hedrin, they bring what's called a Parham Dutchel Tzibur. If the Kohen Mashiach, which means Kohen Gadol, does an Aver, he brings a, what they call a Par Kohen Mashiach. If the Nasi does an Aver, he brings a Sayer Chatas, and if a regular person does an Aver, Yav does an Aver, he brings a Kisva or a Se'ira Le Chatas. What kind of Averos are we talking about? It says, Bezin is only Chayiv Parham Dover Shal Tzibur on a Dover Shiz Donu Kar Shigas Chaz. Something that would be Kares, and if a Yachid did it, would bring a regular Chatas, meaning only Zonu Kares. That narrows it down to all Chayiv Kares, and then we have to add a Shigas Chatas to narrow it down further to only losas sheishbim kares and not to the truas sheishbim kares. V'chein Mashiach, likewise the kohen Mashiach. The lo avodos kachavim, and then it says later on in Shlach, if you, it says the lashon in Vayikra, right? Not all of this is so mafurish in Chumash, but the lashon in Vayikra Perek Dalid is. I'll just give some of the shonos. Nefesh yidevdav shigam mikol mitzvos Hashem. Achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. And achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. And achas mitzvos Hashem. Most of the time it says achas mitzvos Hashem. In most of the psukim there. Then later on in Parsha Shlach, okay, why it's in Parsha Shlach is, will be obvious. Especially according to the Ramban there, which we won't mention now, but it says later on in Parsha Shlach that b'chisus kubulosa so is kolam mitzvos ha'ilah shadiber Hashem Moshe is kol hashem tzivah Hashem lechem biyad Moshe mayom hashem tzivah Hashem v'halo doros right. Chazal understood that, and it says a different kind of karban, right? It's not repeating the same thing because over there it says that tzibur brings a par la'ola and a sar chatas, and a yachid brings davka a seira lechatas and not a kispa. So Chazal understood that by Yerushalayim, after this was any mitzvah, and in, and that, and then they specifically restrict it to Fiva Karis. And in Shlach, it's Omer Avodah Zarah, because that's rejecting all the mitzvahs Hashem gave you, because you're rejecting Hashem entirely. Okay, so Avodah Kochavim, likewise, in Avodah Kochavim, the Bezdin and the Par Mashiach is only Chayvel Dorish's Donut Karis, only on Donut Karis, meaning only like real Avodah Kochavim, like actual worship, as opposed to, you know, Stam Menashe, Megafeif, you know, ways of showing chiba for Avodah Zarah, which are only Galav, and only Shigigaso Chatas, only things that, at least the way we paskin, right, have a Maisa, only if you do a Maisa, you would bring a Chatas, not if you worship Avodah Zarah verbally without a Maisa. Fine, it's not Nami. Kol Mitzvah Shibtor Shigayim Nazon and Karsin, Shigayim Chatas, Yachid may be Kispo Seira, Nasi may be Sar, Mashiach Bezim may be Par, Avodah Zarah, Yachid Nasi Mashiach may be in Seira, Tzibar may be in Par, Visar, Par, Lo'ola, Visar, Le, Chatas. Right, and we say the same thing about a Yachid and a Mashiach, and which means a Kohen Gadol, and a Nasi, that it's only for something that has a Zdono Kares and Shigigaso Chatas. Okay, we didn't need to say a Yachid only brings a Chatas, something that has Shigigaso Chatas, that's a little circular, but just that was the general Lashon Tosa says. Okay, now, how do we know this? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Chidubei Kares, says any mitzvah, so maybe if I don't wear tzitzis, you know, or put on tefillin, I should have to bring a Chatas. So, Manani, leaves on her bottom, know that Chatz Jechatu Aleha, Rabbi Omer, never Khan Aleha, never Khan Aleha. I mean, it says Aleha by the Galus of Rasa Aleha Bechayeha, and it says Aleha by the Chatas. Malahan Dorshigayev, Zonah Kores, Shigaso Chatas. Havkan Dorshigayev, Zonah Kores, Vial Shigaso Chatas. Again, what it really means, just like by rice is something you chayev Kores, likewise, you only bring a Chatas for something you chayev Kores. Ashkan Tzibur. Okay, and that's basically what is Rebbe Lashita say. Rebbe has a leha free, so he uses it for different zeres of gossip to teach you only chayim and shigaso chat on davar shizdonu kares vishigigaso chatas ashkichan tzibar mashiach minala, and that's only meaning ha'eda im v'noda chashirchot u'al leha. That's plural. That's talking about the tzibar. How about the kohen gadol? The mashiach ashmasa on. That's a hekesh. He's compared to the amari mashiach and tzibar. What about yachid nasi? Also mitzvos mitzvos. How do we know this rule also applies to Parsha Shlach? And Yachin Nasim Mashiach means the Im Nefesh Achas. In Shlach it says the Tzibur, then it says the Im Nefesh Achas. It means Echad Yachin Echad Nasim Yachin Mashiach, any type of individual, whether he's a regular person, a king, or a Kohen Gadol B'Mashva. And Vav, most of all in your Rishon, the Vav always means it's continuing the previous Inyan, so it has the same rules. We can learn the Yachid from the Tzibur. Rabbanan high swarm and how does Rabbanan know it's only for Yivakaris? Aleha is not free for them. It's necessary for Yavama Yivol Aleha. Not for Asher Chato Aleha. Not for Mikri Le Rabbi Shua Levrei. Here he taught the Pasuk to his son. Torah Achaz Yalachem Oseb Bishgaga. It says at the end of that Pasuk, Parshan Shlach. Oshgaga has the same general rule for everyone to bring a karban. And they understand that that's referring to Avodah Zarah. Anyone who gets up with chutzpah against Hashem and worships Avodah Zarah, so therefore, huksha kol Torah kul Avodah Zarah. The whole Torah, Torah Ach, is a hekesh. Kol Torah is like Avodah Zarah in terms of in the rules of chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah, your chayiv kari. Oh, it also says, I apologize. The vanefsha tasiya biyad vermam and azrachman agiras shem hu megadeit v'nechrasa nefsha himi kerav hava. It says you worship Avodah Zarah and get kares. So therefore, we learn two things in that pasuk. Number one, you're only chayiv a carbon of Avodah Zarah for kares. It says v'nechrasa. Number two, Torah achas, just like you're only chayiv a carbon of Avodah Zarah for kares. You're chayiv a carbon on kol Torah kula for kares. Those are all talking about the individual. Right? The parsha is talking about any individual Avodas Kochavim, and through Torah Achas we extend it to any individual in other mitzvos in Vayikra. Tzibur Avodas Kochavim Minayin, Amar Kravi, and Nefesh Milod El Minutachton. The same vav connects them. Ella Tzibur of Shar Mitzvos Minalan, and Tzibur of Shar Mitzvos. Yalav Meine Meine, Zer Shava Meine Meine. Okay, we can take a little break here. First, just an interesting Ha'ara Machlok Shoshana. I'm not sure how much of a Ha'ara to make. This may be overly speculative, but there's a famous Machlokes. Rav Meir Arik pointed this out. He wrote a little Oros on the Ramban of the Torah, that there seems to be a focus in the Ramban and the Rambam about the difference between Chayvei Krisos and Chayvei Lavin. So Chayvei Krisos, if I do it b'shogeg, I bring a karbon. What if I do Chayvei Lavin b'shogeg? Why don't I have to bring a karbon?
Because of Aleha.
But still, haven't I done Navir b'shogeg? So what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuvah, someone quote me by heart the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Teshuvah. No? The Rambam says any mitzvah in the Torah, whether say or lo sasa, whether shogig or mizid, you have to do tshuva and do vigoy. So I let him say, achatas is a very serious for chomer and viros. Everywhere kalam here is you don't have a chatas, you just do vidoy and tshuva. Okay, it's a matter of chumra and kula. The Ramban, though, if you look at the Ramban in the fourth parak of Vayikra, this is a very famous Ramban. Someone tell me what Rashi says. V'samach yadol rosh ha'olav v'nirtzolo l'chaper alav. What's the problem with this pasuk? V'samach yadol rosh ha'olav v'nirtzolo l'chaper alav. What's the pshat problem?
It's an ola.
It's not mechaper. Only chatz and ashim is mechaper. So what does Rashi answer? Rashi says, and it's not him. It's quoting Chazal. He says, amal meratzeh lo. Im tomer al krisu yisus bezdin o misa v'dei shemayim o malkos aranshan omer. Can't give be meratzeh for something chai karis or misa bezdin or misa v'dei shemayim or malkos. Ha'im meratzeh lasei v'alavani lasei. It's meratzeh for an asei v'alavani lasei, which have no omish. So the Ramban just asked the Kasha, how do you know it's meratzeh for an asei v'alavani lasei? What might you think? A chatas is meratzeh for chai v'krisus v'shogeg. And what would you think? An ola is mechaper for? Chavi lavim b'shogeg. Why not say it's mechaper for chavi lavim b'shogeg? Right? So, again, it's not a kasha on Rashi, it's a kasha on Chazal. So the Ramban answers the very famous word. He says, v'ulai b'avor shepire shakasa v'chai b'isa b'ed v'chai b'isa on shana meizah v'shogeg. V'pire shepire b'isa 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 on shana meizah v'misa v'chavi lavim l'malkas. V'lo pire shom shum onish b'shogeg. That's what he says. Since the Torah didn't say you're the chiyuv b'shogeg, then it must be, look, whatever you do with mezid, you obviously are in trouble. That the Torah doesn't need to say. But since the Torah didn't send chayv krisus b'shogeg, aleha have a karbon, didn't say anything to chayv lavin b'shogeg, and mazeh chayv lavin b'shogeg ain alem nesias chay klal ve'ain tzurich ritzoy klal. You don't need ritzoy at all, you don't have a chayt at all. The Ramban here definitely sounds like he is a machlokus of the Rambam. And that's what Meir Arik says in his Ha'oros on the Ramban, which Rav Shavel published all the way in the back of his book, like after Dvarim. Meir Arik was one of the Gedolim in Galicia. I think it's the Rav Buchach, which is famous from other Ishul Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. And he was the Rebbe of a lot of other famous Achronim. Anyway, so he wrote that the Machlokes, Ramban and Rambam here. The Ramban holds that it's not a chet to do Chayvei Lavin b'shogeg, and the Rambam holds it is a chet to do Chayvei Lavin b'shogeg. That's a pretty fundamental Machlokes. So what's the difference between Chayvei Kris and Chayvei Lavin? It sounds like the Rambam thinks it's a quantitative difference. Chayvei Krisos are really bad, so you need to do tshuva and bring a karbon. Says Bali Chatos Rashamas have to be as vade. Chayvei Lavin b'shogeg are less bad, so you only need to do tshuva and vidoy. Right? But you need kapara. That's what I'm saying. There's no kapara. Right? there's no kapara until you do tshuva. Okay. But the Ramban sounds like, perhaps, if I'm not overly medayik in the Ramban, maybe there is a qualitative difference between them. Chayvekrisus b'shoge, you learn for lehe, you have to see a chit. Maybe chayvelav b'shoge is not really a chit. Chayvelav b'shoge is not really a chit. Now, he says there's no nisiyos chit. But maybe it's not really an avera. Maybe it's not really so bad to do chayvelav b'shoge. Yeah, that doesn't mean you should go and do it b'shoge, because you can't do that anyway, even if you try. You can't do something b'shoge on purpose. But it means that it's not a, maybe it's not so bad to do chayvelav b'shoge.
It's like onus.
Well, then chayvekrisus could also be onus.
No, it's like onus.
Okay, great. It might be like honest, but maybe I'll say it a little differently. Yoshua?
Could be maybe like an issue gone wrong.
Okay, great. So, I think that if you want to say, here we're talking about Chayvei Lavin Bishogen versus Chayvei Krisos Bishogen, the Rambam sounds like it's a quantitative difference. Okay, that's a big chet and a small chet. We all know. Bimbezin, there's a quantitative difference. One gets karis, one gets malchus. So Mishogeg won't bring a carbon when they say vidoy, and one does bring a carbon when they say vidoy. But the Ramban al HaTorah, seems to say, perhaps what he means is, now you could say he also means a quantitative difference. It's just so small that Hashem lets it slide. But it sounds a little more like it is a, perhaps it is a qualitative difference, right? That Chayvei Krisos are a chet bein b'mezid bein b'shogeg, and Chayvei Lavin are a chet b'mezid, but not b'shogeg. Now, how would that make sense? Now here, I know I'm going to end up getting into a little trouble. But let's stick with Ramban al-Torah. If we stick with Ramban al-Torah, then I'm glad. Why, Taka, is it ever a chet to do something b'shogeg? After all, I didn't mean to do it. Why should I ever bring a carbon for doing something b'shogeg? It was b'shogeg, it was an accident. If my kid did something wrong b'shogeg, and I told him he had to make up for it, he would say, no, it was an accident. Right? It's not my fault. It was an accident. You know, whatever. So I spilled something at the table and I ruined the top shelf. It was an accident. It's not my fault. So what's so bad about doing a chet b'shogeg anyway?
Negligence.
What?
Negligence.
Negligence. Right? Meaning, what's wrong is, what's wrong with Mazid? B'mezid, Hashem said X and you said I couldn't care less. And what's wrong with doing a chet b'shogeg? Hashem said something. And you didn't say I couldn't care less, but what you said was,
I didn't bother to find out about it.
Yeah, I don't care all that much. You know, b'mezid it means Hashem says don't do it, and I say, who the heck cares? And b'shogeg means Hashem says don't do it, and I say, I don't really care. Right? And that's what the Rambam says very clearly in Hilchos Shgagos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Rav Lichtenstein pointed this out to me. He said it over in, I think he said it over in Ramban al-Torah here, when he got to this Ramban, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Hey, Halacha Vav, that Shashogeg Hayilo Livdok Ledaktik Ilu Badek Yafi Yafi Diktik Shelso Hayabali De Shgagos Lefish Lo Tarech Medrishel Hakira Chaver Yaset Tzar Kapara. Why does he need Kapara? Because he wasn't Matriach himself to be Bodek. Because he wasn't Matriach himself to care about the Torah. So the Rambam, maybe you could say, works Lishitasei. Lishitase, that the chet hashogeg is the shalotarach livdok. So therefore, does lotarach livdok apply equally to chayvei krisos and chayvei lavin? Yeah, I wasn't tarach livdok, it was chayvei krisos. I wasn't matriach myself to do chayvei lavin. Just one is a worse avera, because chayvei krisos is worse than chayvei lavin. But the Ramban, now here, okay, let's look at the Ramban al-Torah. If we stick to Ramban al-Torah, the Ramban says, in Vayikra Peridala Halacha Beis, at the beginning of the parasha of Chatzis, right? What does the Ramban say about Chatzis? He says, "B'tam korbanos al nefesh shogegas." Why do you need a korban for a shogeg? Mepnei shakol havonos shilidu gnai benefesh behem mumba v'lo siska lahaklo pnei yotzurak biyosa tahora mikol chait. Because he doesn't say because you weren't matriach yourself, right? He says, no, for the Rambam, it's not the chait that you did that's the problem. It's the lack of tircha to be bodek that's the problem. Ramban says, no. What's the chait? That objectively you did a chait. A chait has an objective effect on you, right? A chait has an objective effect on you. I mean, this night be somewhat lishitase. We're not going to get philosophical, but for the Rambam, it seems pretty clear in the Mora that a lot of these chatam do not have an objective effect on you. They're all ways to, many of them are, ways to make you end up, thinking about Hashem or not thinking about Hashem. So if you're just a shogeg, what's so bad? The answer is, you really weren't thinking about Hashem seriously. Right, for the Ramban, no, every chait is molid gnai. It puts a mum in you. Therefore, if you have a mazid, it puts a mum. If you have a shogeg, it also puts a mum. Even though, in fact, it wasn't your fault so much, it also puts a mum. It's interesting why ba'ones you don't have to bring a korban. Could be it gets into lumdus, or Chana deals with this at length. Maybe ba'ones is as if you didn't do it at all. And therefore, it doesn't even put a mum in you. It's not that ones, you're not so bad. That ones, your mamash didn't do it. But that's already its own lumdus. But maybe this also works, lishi tasei, and this is where Yeshua's going, right? Right, Yeshua? You're very happy with what I'm saying. Lishi tasei. This is Aleph Dalid, Dalid Beis. here is Shtagos Hey Vav. Shuva Aleph Aleph, Tolom Makoshi. Lishitase, that the hate of Shogeg is the effect of the Aveira on your soul. Now, what might you say? What you might say for the Ramban is you just have to add one thing. Then maybe for the Ramban, then what would come out? Chayvei krisos have an effect on your soul. Chayvei lavin maybe don't have an effect on your soul. So maybe for the Ramban, you can make a very, very big chiddush. Maybe for the Ramban alator, you can redayek a very big chiddush. There's a fundamental difference between chayvei krisos and chayvei. It's not just quantitative. Maybe it's qualitative. Yeshua would like to say Chefta Gavra, right? Rav Chanan in the back of Yomus in his philosophical essays deals with what's really so bad about Averos. Is it that you didn't listen to Hashem? Or is it that you've objectively harmed yourself? And Hashem, is that Hashem is giving you good advice? Like, don't harm yourself by doing this thing that will ruin your soul, and you didn't take the advice, you harmed yourself? Or is that not? The Avera is insubordination of not listening to Hashem. And he says they're tzvei dinim, and clearly there's some level of tzvei dinim, meaning whatever you do wrong, you haven't listened to Hashem, there's insubordination involved. And likewise, we assume that Hashem picked the mitzvahs for a reason, because there are logical things to pick, that whatever you do wrong has some bad effect. But if you ask, what is the focus of the Aveira? Is the focus the tzivoy, or is the focus the totsa? Then maybe that's the difference, mitzvahs asei velo sase. What's asei velo sase? Those are languages of commandment. Do and don't do. Mitzvahs asei velo sase are primarily about the tzivoy. Those are primarily about the tzivoy, the insubordination. What you call this or gavra, if you wish. Mitzvahs chayvei krisos are, no, they're primarily about the effect on you. After all, it has a natural effect on you. It's machris you. It ruins your neshama. So, without denying that there's also insubordination in doing chayvei krisos, and there's also probably some good reason Hashem didn't want us to do Chayvei Lavin, and it might have some hashpa on us. But at least primarily, you call this Isser Chavta, Isser Gavra, right? In Chayvei Lavin or Isser Gavra, Hashem told you to do, Hashem told you not to do. You're supposed to listen. Chayvei Krisos or Isser Chavta. No, this is something that objectively destroys your soul. As soon as you eat this, it destroys your soul. Stay away from it, because it's fire. So if you assume this way, then maybe you can make a big finish, although this is by way of somewhat speculation. Maybe you could say a big chiddush that chayvei lavin are primarily about listening to a tzivoy. That's the way they're chal. You should listen to the tzivoy. Therefore, if you do it b'shogeg, you really haven't done anything wrong, right? Because you didn't ignore Hashem's Sivoy. Therefore, Shogeg is not an Avera. Because remember, the Ramban's not focusing on the fact you should have checked. But Chayvi Krisis are primarily about ruining your Neshama. That's what Karis is. Karis is ruining your Neshama. Chayvi Krisis are primarily about ruining your Neshama. And therefore, Shogeg is an Avera, according to Ramban al Torah. So that would be a tremendous chiddush to have a qualitative thing with Chayvei Kris and Chayvei Lavin, in terms of one, the focus is on the tzibur to the gavra, and therefore, b'shogeg, you haven't really done much wrong. The other, the focus is on the objective effect it has, and tzibur is somewhat secondary, and therefore, bein b'meiz b'shogeg, you've done something pretty wrong.
Certainly not mukhrach, but this could fit very nicely with the chiluk and asid dochalos asid between chiyuvei karis as opposed to salam.
This could fit very nicely with the chiluk and asid dochalos asid between chiyuvei karis and chiyuvei krisos. Even though mali, you know, chumarav mali chumarzuta, the answer is because los asid, if you have a good reason, if Hashem's vocal, he's mochel. Chiyuvei krisos are still parliament. So that could. And I thought there were some other shitas that don't prove it, but would fit in well with this big chiddush. So two shitas yachin that would fit in well with this big chiddush. One is the ravid. How many days are there in Tanaim about what a ger toshav has to keep?
Three.
Excellent. Because we learned that last year in Pesachim, right? So what are the three deos? Rav Meir is very makely, says he only has to keep one, which is, of course, Abu Dazar. The Chachamim we paskin like are a little more machmer, say, keep seven. And Acherim, not sure who the Acherim are, the Acherim are very machmer. What do they say? Who remembers? Well, how could you forget the line from last year? They say he is a ger who is, what do they describe him as? That was such a good formulation from last year. A ger was ochel nevelos, right? Oh, you also learned Pesachim last year?
Last year.
Okay, but once. A ger was ochel nevelos. Then you know how the Titan called alumnus there. Fine, if you say the tradition I said last year. Fine. Ger was ochel nevelos. So what does Rashi understand? Means he keeps 612, he just eats the nevelos, which is very strange. But we explained it last year, and we're not going to go back to that. The Me'ira here quotes the Ravid. We mentioned that this year also. What does the Ravid say the Acherim mean? That nevelos is an example. It means he keeps Chayvei Krisos, but not Chayvei Lavin. He keeps Chayvei Krisos, but not Chayvei Lavin. That's a ger toshav. That's the Ravid. It's not in the Ravid on the Mishnah Torah. It's the Ravid quoted the Me'ira in Avodah Zarah. The Ravid says that a ger toshav, according to the Acherim, now this sheet is young, it's only Acherim, and the Acherim according to the Ravid, not Rashi. So it's one parish, one of two Peirushim and the Rishonim, in one of the three Tanaim, who we don't hold by. I admit it's a Shibis Yachid. But the Ravid says, I'll leave it to Acherim, a ger toshav has to keep Chayvei Krisos, not Chayvei Lavin. Why? So you could say, well, you just, you know, draw the line somewhere. But it could be that Chayvei Krisos, which are things that are objectively ruin your neshama. So how can he be a ger toshav if he's gonna be a tamei person? If he's gonna be if he's gonna be an anti spiritual person? But lavim, Hashem never told him lavim. Lavim are primarily about the tzivoy, and Hashem never gave him the tzivoy because he wasn't in Har Sinai. His neshama wasn't Har Sinai. He never got the Torah. So why should he have to keep lavim? But Chayvei Krisos, you should have to keep because the effect of Chayvei Krisos is so serious. That how can he call himself an adjunct member of the Jewish people if he's the Tamei Yisrael of Chayvei Krisos? So it could be that would also work well. It's not mukhrach, but also works well with Acherim Aliba derived about Ger Toshav. And what's probably the wrong gear, so the Rambam about Safik Doraisa. What's the famous sheet of the Rambam about Safik Doraisa, Matan? Famous sheet of the Rambam about Safik Doraisa?
Oh, it's all Kula.
Exactly, it's a Kula in a Torah. It's only Darbun or Machir. Right? I wouldn't ask you something you don't know. So what's the famous Kasha in the Rambam? How could you say Safik Doraisa is really mutter in the Torah? Doesn't the Torah say there's such a Karban as Ashim Taloi? So, the Girsa in parentheses, which the Kesemish says is added to the Rambam, is not. Accepted answer, the most mainstream answer?
It's Chazik Yisura.
Ashim Tali is only Chazik Yisura. It's Chazik Yisura, that's Lechumra Min HaTorah. A Stam Savi Lechumra Min HaTorah. But if there's a presence of Isra, that's Lechumra Min HaTorah. But what does the parentheses say in the Rambam, in our printed versions?
Because
says Chayvi Krisa suffix l'chumra in a Torah. Only Chayvi Lavin l'kulam in a Torah. But Chayvi Krisa is l'chumra. And that's one, it's written in the Mishnah Torah. The Gezer Mishnah says, no, this is a pirush that was interpolated into the Mishnah Torah. So it's one of two pirushim, again, one of two pirushim, in one of two sheets in the Rishonim. The Rambam holds suffix derisa l'kulam in a Torah. And one of the two answers, Tashim Tolo, is that Chayvi Krisa is l'chumra. But the Rambam, lefi girsas hadfos, when it comes to suffik deoraisa, says suffik chayv krisus l'chumra, suffik chayv lavin is l'kula. So again, you could say, well, it depends how bad it is, but it works very well if you take the. Now again, it doesn't work for the Rambam Shitase, which is fine because that's probably not the right shot in the Rambam anyway. But it's. You know, it works very well if you say, look, Chayv Lavin Iker is the Tzivoy. So in Suffolk, the Tzivoy wasn't common to you. Hashem was never Tzavin you about Sveikos. He was only Tzavin about Vados. But Chayv Krisus, which is the Iker is, the primary aspect of the Avigor is polluting your soul, then you want it, what are you, if it's poison, would you eat Suffolk poison? Of course, it's Pasha that you can't eat Suffolk poison. It's Pasha you can't eat. If I gave you orders and you're specific whether they apply, right? Or if you're Masufic, whether I gave you orders, then you're no insubordination. But if I give you Suffolk poison, then you wouldn't eat it. So it could be that would also work well if you assume there's a qualitative difference. So there are some, the Ramban here, on giving the sort of philosophy behind Alecha. I mean, it's not just philosophy, it's Halacha. The Ramban says, and likewise in the Shar Gemul, when he talks about how Yisur and Shalava come from Yisur B'Shogeg, one of his eggs, he gives the examples of Ochal Chilu B'Shogeg. Could be you wouldn't even get Yisur and Shalava if you did a lot of B'Shogeg, according to the Ramban. So, according to the Ramban, he says that there's no Nesias Chet at all for Chayvei. There's no Nesias Chet at all for Chayvei Lava B'Shogeg, and it's not just a qualitative difference. If you assume that's what he means. He doesn't mean it's so small, Hashem Zmochel. Means it's not in the realm of chayt at all. You would say that's because there's a fundamentally chayvei krisus are about the effect on your soul, and chayvei lavin are about the tzivoy. Now it also worked well for Mir Toshim according to the Raivit. Yeah, he has to have a good soul, but he doesn't have to keep the Torah. And that would also work well for Safek Derais according to the Rambam. You can't eat Safek poison, but the Torah is never mitzavah you about Safek cases. So there's no tzivoy of the Torah. Okay, so that would be a big, big chiddush to make such a fundamental distinction between chayvei lavin and chayvei krisus, but it would be possible. I admit, if you look in the brackets, the Ramban in the Torah Adam sounds a little more like the Rambam. Sounds like he combines all the pshat and he says, oh, well, really both reasons are right. The reason it showed me the chotis because he should have checked and to the effect on his soul. And then he brings psukim of chayvei lavin for the effect on your soul of an itmeisim bam. So the Ramban in the Torah Adam does not sound like he's making such a fundamental distinction, that I admit. But certainly in the Ramban on Torah, at least, if you assume that, you know, that he wrote the Parish in the Torah and didn't mean the same thing as in the Torah of Adam, has a makom for this interpretation. Okay. We didn't get to the issue of the Chatas yet, okay. We're going to stop here because it is late. We just have one little piece left, which is the issue, this funny Gemara of Yechidim Eskilo L'Pikach, Yochel Mechalim Korban Oseihem, and the, right, there are four shitas in the Gaon of Rishonim about what Yochel Mechalim Korban Oseihem means, although one of them is that he doesn't know what it means. There are only three interpretations that they know what it means. If someone wants a very nice assignment over Shabbos, you know, if anyone got to this in the Makoros, which Shita is very problematic? Really? Okay, you'll have to explain that to me. I thought Rashi was very wonderful. Anyway, so find which Shita is very problematic. See if you can justify it. I can justify it maybe for Doha, but we'll see. We'll have a contest coming Monday. Whoever can justify Rav Nissim going the best wins. And then we'll pick up with the rest of Daf Tes. What we'll do next, I have a chorus. I want to talk a little about Tosfos Rassel Mavod Chamin and Tosfos Rassel Rabbanan. It's really all one Tosfos. And then before we go on to the next sugya, I want to just point out the sheet of the Rambam about whether you pass like Rebbe or Chachamim, And there's another contest. I don't really have a good pshat in the Rambam. I have a lot of bad pshat in the Rambam. If you can go with a good pshat in the Rambam, then you also win. And then we'll go through the Gemara and daf tes toser mazal b'hari isur mitzvah is very important, but we already learned it. So we don't have to repeat that. Daf tes amud beis is, that's the blot of Yavamos that everyone's afraid of when they start. It's like all these like cheshbens of the families. So I don't really think it's hard. But if you do think it's hard, then just do the best you can. But then just do the best you can. Find an art scroll or something like that. And then we'll probably also have time to start. I have to add more, of course, also. The famous Tosin Daf Yudam and Aleph. So next time we'll have a little discussion of Tosin Rasul Ma. A little discussion of the Rambam. We'll read through this Gemara, and then we'll get started on Tosur Maskel, on Tosus de Ramaskel Li'olam, and then we'll, that'll be Monday, and then probably Thursday we'll be able to finish Tosus de Ramaskel Li'olam, just to give you some idea of where we're going. Probably be able to finish Tosus de Ramaskel Li'olam, And then run through the Gemara until Itmar and Daf Yudam and Beis. So I think that Monday will be the last. Yeah, there's some Ian you can toast and rascal a feet, but it really belongs more in the next sugar. So I think maybe Monday we'll start toast and rascal the Olam. Thursday we'll finish toast and rascal the Olam and run through the rest of the Gemara. And maybe next Thursday will be the last shiur before we chazer for the Bechena. Mirtz Hashem. Oh, if anyone wants to take a copy of the Makoros, they're right here. And yeah.